fairly quickly. We will be calling up the new councillors to take the oath of office first. It will be in alphabetical order by surname, so the first person up is
gorgeous bunny.
I, John Wilson, of 78C, Hamilton Street, Hassendale, having been duly elected to the office of councillor of the town of Hassendale, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office of the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the local government rules of conduct regulations.
Now that our councillors have been sworn in, we move to the next part of the proceedings, and this has got to be done before we can go any further, and that's the election of the mayor. I will provide another 3 minutes for any further nominations for the mayor. They are to be in writing, and I have forms here if anyone wants them. And then I will close, if that's sufficient time. I've already received one nomination for mayor, and that is for Renee McLennan. Nominated by Councillor Brown. I have to ask Councillor McLennan if she's happy to accept the nomination. Thank you. No further nominations for Mayor. We'll wait for 3 minutes then. There being no other candidates, I declare Councillor McLennan elected Mayor.
I'm Renee McLennan of 1 Anzac Terrace. Been elected to the office of Mayor of the town of Bassendean, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfill the duties of the office for the people of the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the local government rules of conduct regulations 2007.
I now ask the mayor to come and take over the rest of the meeting, which includes running the election for the deputy mayor first up.
Before running the election, I'd just like to say a few words. First of all, I'm really honoured and humbled to be given this opportunity to serve not only this council, but our community as a whole. When I look around this table at the colourable of the people sitting here, I'm confident the people of Bassendean have chosen well with selecting their representatives. Each and every individual around this table brings their own unique, valuable skills and experience to contribute to building our community, and we can learn a lot from each other. If we can bring together everybody's passions, skills and experience as intended, as well as harnessing that which is within our community, I can see a bright future for Bassendean. I do want to acknowledge there have been some very challenging times in recent years for our council, our staff, and for our community. There are many lessons that have flowed from these experiences, and this council can now take these learnings forward into the future. At the same time, I also recognise that there have been positives that have come out of these past challenges. As a result, we now have a very engaged community who has given a clear direction about the future that they want our town to take. Continuing to engage the community and reflect its values in decision making is a central commitment and priority moving forwards. I'm excited and optimistic about what lies ahead for Bassendean as our council and our community partner together. So now I'd like to move on to item 1.2, which is the election of the Deputy Mayor. Do we have any nominations received already?
I haven't received any yet.
I would like to nominate Councillor Brown for the position of Deputy Mayor.
Councillor Brown, do you accept?
I have nothing to say. Apart from the fact that I'll continue to serve the people of Bassendean and support the mayor.
Okay, hold on. Councillor Brown. Are there any other nominations? No, there being no nominations, I congratulate Councillor Brown on his election.
Robert Harold Brown of 7 Ashfield Parade, having been elected to the office of Deputy Mayor for the town of Bassendean, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity perform the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the local government rules of conduct, regulations 2007.
Thanks very much, and as I said before, it's all about secrets. Thank you, Joy, for the nomination. Thank you for the honour of being Deputy Mayor and support for our Mayor, Renee McLennan. I look forward to serving the people of Bassendean for the next 3 years and providing support not only the councillors but our new mayor. Renee, congratulations. Thanks very much.
Okay, so to officially open the special meeting of our new council, I'd like to ask all councillors in this instance to stand and be united in reading the council's declaration together. May we in the council of the town of Bassendean be mindful of the code of conduct, having the integrity and wisdom to consider the matters before us honestly, graciously, and for the greater good of the town. And now it would be a great privilege to ask Councillor Wilson if he could do an acknowledgement of country for us.
Aliwa, we're in need. Nala Kalich, Nija Buja Bal Nunga Buja Nala Nining, Nunus Nyatu. Nala Kala Buja Nining. In the language of the first people of this country, we all here understand that this is Noongar country that we sing on. It always was, it always will be. And we pay our respects to their ancestors and to their leaders today and those of them.
Thank you. As we have many visitors here this evening, I'd just like to acknowledge our staff. So our staff are very valuable, and without them, there is nothing that the council can achieve. So I'd like to introduce Mr. Brian Reid, who is the manager of Development Services.
Good evening.
Mr. Simon Stewart-Dawkins, who is the director of Organ Up Nova. Operational services. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.
Mr. Salvatore Siciliano, who is the Acting Director of Community Development. Mr. Bob Jarvis, our CEO of the Town of Bassendean. Mr. Michael Costarella, the Director of Corporate Services. Ms. Amy Holmes, our valued minute clerk. Yeah. Mrs. Sue Perkins, who is the Executive Assistant to the CEO. And I'd also like to acknowledge Michael Carr, who is my neighbour, but also the JP for this evening. And Mr. Andrew Wilson, the returning officer for the election. Thank you very much. Okay, so moving on to item three, which is public question time. Are there any members of the public who would like to ask a question?
I just like one question. Can you tell me, that surprised me, this is only the scene over of being here at Terry Hall. I live at 16 Nest Avenue, Bassendean.
Do you want to just come to the front so we can...
Want me to come forward?
Yes, please. I've just been reminded by the CEO that the questions on tonight have to be related to tonight's agenda, which is around the election of the positions and...
I'll say all this questions in relation to... Okay, tonight's meeting. Just be surprised you don't have the use of microphones in here for speaking. That's all I'm going to say. Can you give me your...
I take that feedback on board, and I think it is something that we will consider. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, hold on a second. If there's no further questions, we'll close public question time. Item four, apologies, attendances, and applications for leaves of absence. Are there any? No? Item five, this is the drawing of lots for seating of councillors.
Yes, there is. What I'll do is ask Mr. Wilson to vacate that seat and take that one away.
Okay. The first name I will call will be the seat one, which is one occupied by Mrs. Hamilton. Councillor Wilson.
Oh, there you go.
Seat two is where Councillor Brown is. And it's Councillor Brown. Seat three, which is over here. Councillor Ganjo. They're over there. These are the chairs that are occupied for the next 2 years, so...
Good seat.
I think I know where you're going to be sitting. So that's fine. Okay.
I want to congratulate each of our new councillors on your election and acknowledge the enormous efforts that each of you have put into your new councillors have put into your campaigns, but also into building connections within our community that have resulted in you being here representing the people of Bassendean. And I also specifically want to acknowledge Councillor John Gangell for his many years of service to the community as a mayor over the past 8 years, and I can say that your skills and your experience and your knowledge is going to be so vital to the effective functioning of this. Okay, so moving on to item six, which is the appointment of delegates and representatives to external organisations. Have all councillors made their preferences known for the external committees? If you haven't done so, can you please put your nominations forward? Do we have any?
The first one is the Walga East Metropolitan Zone, and we require three members and a deputy. Have we got three and a deputy?
Yes, three members,
Angel McLennan and Quinton and the Deputy Brown.
The Welga Annual General Meeting. So two members
two
and
members.
A deputy.
Yeah. So you've got Councillor Angel, McLennan and Quinton for two spots and no deputy at this point.
Okay, so we'll need to have a ballot for that. So we put those names on ballot papers. And the first two that are drawn out will be the ones that are elected. And I don't know if you want to do it so that the one that's left behind is automatically the deputy. Is that the way?
I think that people
would
be happy with that.
So there are three names to go on each ballot paper.
So just to avoid confusion, I think Mr. Jarvis just said the first two pulled out, but it's actually a ballot. So people need to indicate
The first two that are elected will be the members, and with your indulgence, the one that's not will be the deputy.
The Eastern Metropolitan Metropolitan Regional Council. So there's two positions and a deputy. And just for transparency, this position is associated with a sitting fee for the councillors.
Yes, it's a separate council, and you become a councillor of the Eastern Metropolitan Regional Council, and they're a separate sitting fee, so it's a part of the
city. The nomination of Wilson and Melissa with the deputy Bob Rowe.
EMRC?
EMRC. Is that right?
Sorry, so you might have missed that, Amy. So you're talking about the A?
It's alright.
Yeah, okay. So we're talking about the EMRC,
yes,
the external committee that has sitting fees associated with it. We need two members and a deputy.
And that's what we've got. We've got Wilson and
Melissa.
And Melissa. Nice to meet you, Chuck. Councillor Wilson. And the deputy is Councillor Brown. Is that right?
Yep.
Councillor Brown. Okay, so Eastern District's Planning Advisory Committee, we need one member and one deputy.
One member, Pat Hamilton, one deputy, Bob Rowe.
Perth Airports, group.
Yes,
Municipality Group.
The member, Jai Wilson, the deputy, Bob Rowe.
Swan River Trust, one member and one deputy.
Two nominations at the moment for members. Melissa and Sarah.
So there's two listed on here. We talked about this. So there's Swan River Trust and Swan River Trust Interagency Foreshore Group. So
just the Swan River Trust.
Yep.
Swan River Trust. We've got two nominations for
one position.
For one position. And there's no deputy.
Okay.
So again.
Sorry, on here we've got a deputy position listed.
Yes, there is. I'm just saying
there's
two nominations for one position. Again, with your concurrence, if the person who is unsuccessful is happy to be the deputy.
So, the Swan River Trust Interagency Foreshore Working Group now, so we need two members and one deputy.
Two members, Councillor Mitichuk and Quinton, with Bob Rowe as the deputy.
That's it. Okay, so do I have a mover for the officer recommendation, item 6.0, that Council appoints the following councillors to be members and deputy members to the following external committees for the 2017/2019 term? I couldn't see that was all.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so we also need to have, is this for the JDAP?
Yes.
We already have one member, which is myself, who has been trained. We have Councillor Gangell, who is currently a deputy. You don't. Okay, so we need two deputies and we need one member.
No.
Yeah.
So we need another deputy. Councillor Hamilton has nominated as a member.
We need no deputy.
Councillor Brown has a deputy. We need a second deputy.
Would anyone like to nominate?
No.
Councillor Wilson. All done.
Okay, so now, do we have a mover for the officer recommendation at item 6.2? Councillor Gangell, do we have a seconder? Councillor Brown, any opposition? All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Yeah, all hands. Yep. Okay, I declare that passed.
Sorry. Yes, we do.
Okay. Thank you. So that brings us to the end of this first meeting. I'd just like to invite everybody, family and friends, new councillors, staff, to come and join us next door for some refreshments.